I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. Mark Medoff's Tony-winning play, Children of a Lesser God, is less salient now in its first Broadway revival than it was when it made its debut in 1980. It's about the blossoming relationship between a deaf woman who refuses to learn speech and the fully hearing speech therapist who's trying to teach her to talk. In 1980, a part of the deaf community was developing a passion for what's called deaf culture, a separate and proud identity with sign language and not speech at its core. Although deaf culture still exists in all its complexity, cochlear implants now allow many deaf people to discern sound and operate in a wider world and with speech. That wasn't an easily available option when Children of a Lesser God first ran on Broadway for more than 2 years. Director Kenny Leon's revival uses supertitles that make the Roundabout Theater production fully inclusive, and in the hands of Joshua Jackson as the therapist and Laura Ridloff as his student, plus a powerhouse supporting cast, Children of a Lesser God builds an intensity that doesn't let up. Derek McLean's set of many portals without doors is itself a comment on this argument about access between the deaf world and the hearing one. The play is at Studio 54. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway Minute.